Let's catch up with two of the country's finest guitarists. They're giggling away in a studio in Birmingham, I think, like a couple of schoolboys. Gordon Giltrap and Raymond Burley. How are you guys?
You weren't supposed to have heard that. The reason we were giggling, actually, Pat, was that Ray was actually jamming along to Amy Winehouse on his guitar.
Oh, wow!
Really good, yeah.
Would you like to play with Amy Winehouse?
Not desperately. I'm not really a great fan of hers. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But
well, no, you've got to be honest, haven't you?
I hope she's not listening.
I think it's unlikely.
I love it a bit.
Yeah.
She's got all your albums, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to talk to the pair of you. Gordon, we've spoken many times in the past. How did you and Ray get together?
Ray and I met several years ago. We were both giving lectures, that's a very posh word, isn't it, at the a place called the Registry of Guitar Tutors in London. And we're both patrons of that. And we just met there, and we both come from completely different fields of music, of course. Ray's from the classical side and me from my area of music. And we just became very good friends. And fortunately for me, Ray was very open to my music and open to approaching it and arranging it for classical guitar and steel strings. And that led on, of course, to his wonderful solo album.
Yes, and how unique is that? I mean, nobody has attempted that in the past, have they?
Totally unique. Absolutely. Maybe I should hand you over to Ray on this one, but it's never been done before.
Yeah. All right, Ray, tell us why. What inspired you?
Well, the problem with the classical repertoire is everybody's playing the same music. You go to a concert and you hear the same pieces or the same style of music over and over and over again. But the problem with the instrument is called the classical guitar, but 90% of what you play is not classical music. You know, you play South American, Latin music, Baroque music, not only classical music. So if kids particularly are learning the instrument and they want to learn the classical guitar, the title often puts them off, which is a shame. But the reason for getting into Gordon's music is I was looking for something different, as most of us are. And this music came along and I loved it. So it took off from there.
So today, Raymond Burley plays the compositions of Gordon Giltrap that are featured in the new album, The Long Road Home, which is out now. I guess, Raymond, there was such a back catalogue of Gordon's stuff to choose from. You had to cherry-pick your favourites, did you?
That's right. I mean, there's some that clearly won't work because of the tunings he uses. The classical guitar, having nylon strings, means that they're much less tolerant to sort of Gordon's wacky tunings. So I had to choose pieces, A, that I liked, and B, that I thought would suit the instrument. And I think I've done that. But there's still others to do, and who knows? There may be another one following on, another recording following on.
And how much of a hand? I mean, it must be for you, Gordon, like handing over your babies. You know, did you stand well back, or were you tempted to interfere and have a bit of a tickle?
No, I stood well back because the respect I have for Ray, and what he's done is he's actually brought something new to these tunes of mine. He's kind of breathed new life into them, and I think he's taken them into a new and, in some ways, I think a far superior realm, quite honestly.
Oh, no.
Will you tour? I mean, do you have plans to tour and play live, the pair of you?
We do that. Yeah, we do that anyway.
Right.
Yeah, we had a duo album released a year or so back, literally just called Double Vision, and we do concerts as often as we can, really.
Okay, well, I wonder whether you'd play for us now. Raymond, what have you chosen?
Well, I think the title track, The Long Road Home, would be a good one to do.
Okay, and just before you play it, maybe, Gordon, you can give us an insight into what was going on in your life when you composed this.
Well, this was written a few years ago originally for a library album, specifically for usage outside of the commercial release, and it was also used for an information video for, believe it or not, a hospice.
Oh.
Yeah, it's quite a sad tale, really, and that's how the tune came about. But I never played it live, and when Ray was looking at material to record for this album, he said, well, this is really nice. I said, oh, do you like that? I said, I've never played that live. And so it was kind of a discovery for both of us.
And that's quite nice, isn't it, you know, for somebody to come to your work with fresh eyes and ears and see things that maybe you don't.
Exactly, and you know, you were saying earlier, Pat, about, you know, how much did I interfere as such with the pieces? Mm. It's great to step back from it because Ray can hear things that I wouldn't hear, and some of the pieces I wouldn't really know the value of them to that degree until Ray came along, and I thought, wow, this is fantastic. I didn't realise this piece was that worthy, if you like, you know, because it was written fairly quickly.
All right, well, let's hear the piece now. This is The Long Road Home.
What I'm going to do, I'm just going to point the microphone down to Ray's guitar so you get the full stereo effect.
Oh, how beautiful! Lovely, isn't it? That's beautiful, that.
Canned applause there, Ray.
Thank you.
Well, we can't afford an audience. We're on a very strict budget on this programme. How, you say it was written quickly. How quickly do you write, Gordon?
It really does depend on the old inspiration, really. If inspiration strikes, not very often, I hasten to add, then one can actually write fairly quickly. But in the main, it's... It's 90% perspiration, 10% inspiration, as they say. Mm. But sometimes things come together fairly quickly. I can't remember, in all honesty, how quickly this piece did come together, but I think it was fairly quickly.
OK. I'm interested to ask this of both of you. Tomorrow we're going to chat to a couple of guys who have put together a new website called Now Play It. And the idea is they go along to famous musicians, ask them to play for an hour or so and film them whilst they do so and then break down what it is they do. And the idea is it's a kind of tuition course which is on the web and soon to be out on a DVD as well. Do you think that's a good idea? Is that possible to learn by that medium, do you think?
Yeah, I think it is, actually, because you've got the visual aspect for a start, haven't you? You can actually see what they're doing. And if they're the kind of musicians that are open to put forward a bit of knowledge and aren't precious about it, then that's great, because music is there to be shared. And Ray, more than I, does a hell of a lot of teaching, and it's a wonderful thing to pass on this knowledge.
And finally, who should we be looking for, the new generation of guitarists? Ray, who do you admire, who's up and coming through the ranks?
Oh, there's lots. There's so many. I mean, there's none that I would name specifically, but the colleges are churning out very good players year after year after year. But the sad thing is there's less and less work around for them to do, so everybody suffers.
And why is there less work, Gordon?
Well, I think that the venues aren't there, are they, really? There aren't so many live venues in the UK. Also, I think people aren't coming out as much as they used to. You know, it's easier to stay at home and watch the TV and put a DVD on. But if only people did come out and experience live music and experience the energy and what they can benefit from that, I think they would come out a lot more.
Yes, you're right. When you make the effort and you go out and you hear live musicians, you actually feel a part of it, don't you?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, if people would like the album, The Long Road Home is released now. How can we get hold of it then?
Well, the company that produced it is Hypertension, based in Germany. I suppose their website would be the way to go, but I believe it's going in HMV, but I'm not absolutely sure about that.
Don't forget your website, Brad. People can buy it via your website.
Yeah,
well.
My website. A lot of guitar CD stockists will have it fairly soon. So,
excellent. It's a good job you're there, Gordon, because this is a very modest man, isn't it?
It is. I was just about to say, Ray, tell us about your website. What's the address?
It's www.raymondburley.com. How easy is that?
Easy, I can remember that.
Good man. And no doubt yours is gordongiltrap.com, is it, Gordon?
It's www.raymondburley.com. Guildtrap.co.uk.
Right, brilliant. Good to catch up with the pair of you today. Thanks for being with us at Radio Kent.
Not at all. Thanks for asking us.